Just about every one of us has visited a zoo or seen a circus. Now let me take you to a time when neither existed. It was a farmer from Somers, New York, Hakaliah Bailey, that perhaps introduced many to those exotic animals. The story is this edition on the American Countryside.
It's an agronomic deep dive straight from the farm. Introducing Farming the Countryside, a new podcast from Andrew McCray.
Join me each week for a farmer-to-farmer conversation focusing on best practices to boost yields. We'll find out what's working and what's not in fields across farm country.
Ryan, was last year one of the first years that you used the micronutrient?
It was. I had bought a farm that was pretty poor, and I thought it would help to build up some yields on that farm.
Farming the Countryside with Andrew McCray is available wherever you access your favorite podcast, including iTunes, Google Play, and the new AgriTalk app.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you are able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
As you travel north from New York City, you'll find the town of Somers, New York. As Grace Zimmerman explains, this place holds an important distinction in American history.
Somers is known as the cradle of the American circus. The part of the circus that we represent are the animal acts. This part of the country was what generated the idea that perhaps people would have an interest in animals that they may not have seen.
Remember, this is the very early 1800s. Most citizens had seen very few types of animals, save those commonly found on farms.
There were some things in our collection, posters and handbills, that would show a guinea pig or a hyena and a llama that was considered an exotic animal.
There were still no zoos for people to visit. Traveling animal menageries were the way people actually saw animals they may have only heard about.
In some cases, I think it's almost a misnomer to say that where the whole circus in America started, because we're just the animal portion of the circus that started here.
Interestingly, just 20 miles away in Bethel, Connecticut, there was a young man who saw the success of those traveling shows. His name was P.T. Barnum.
He was born and grew up as a young man at a time when the traveling menageries were, I would say, probably at their zenith. Because he grew up in this area and saw how successful these menagerie owners were and thought that would be a great component to add to his shows.
You can still see just how important those early animal acts were to this area. I'll show you next time as we travel the countryside. In Somers, New York, I'm Andrew McCray.